And maybe, don't and Debbie, don't pound on the table.
Oh, okay.
No pounding on the table today.
Right. Thank you.
She looks so nice with her. Reading is so much fun. She's got a sweatshirt
yes,
there.
Yes, of course. At the library, we dress for this season, don't we, Celeste?
Yes.
It's fun dress for that, right?
Yes, it is. Okay.
Well, we have with us, Craig, I've lost my place here.
We have Celeste Burles, who is the supervisor of the Keystone LaGrange Library.
Good morning.
Do I have the name right?
Yes.
Not your name, I mean the library
Keystone
name.
Keystone LaGrange Community Library.
And Debbie Pillivan, who we've had on many times through
many
the years.
Many times, yes. Make me feel very old when you say it that way, Craig.
Well, I don't want to do that.
Well.
Let's talk about that library.
Yes.
Okay. Where is this library and what's in it?
The library is located on West Drive. In the old VFW building. We moved in there in 2003. It's right behind the Veterans Memorial Park. It's in a really nice little location. There's a playground and ball fields, and the library is right in the middle of all of that.
So what do we find in there?
You can find books, DVDs, computers, children's games and toys, everything in a regular library we have in the LaGrange Library.
Well, it's interesting. You say sort of like a regular library, but I think usually you don't have the word community in a library name or whatever. Is there some reason for that? Or
you know, the community supports that library 100%. I just can't get over how much the community is involved in the library. The patrons are great. They come in all the time. They check out. As a matter of fact, I have some statistics. Last month, 1,470 people came through the library and checked out almost 6,000 items. That's in 1 month.
In LaGrange.
In LaGrange.
It's a very busy place.
It's a very busy library.
Talk about some of the things that you, in a community library, not only the books, but there's sort of probably displays or sections or things that are unique to your library.
One of the unique things that we have there is a chess club that meets once a month on a Saturday afternoon. And it's not just to play chess, but it's also to teach people how to play chess. That's been going on for years, and it's still very, very popular. We just started an adult book club. It's this coming up in December will be our third meeting, and that's very popular, too.
What do adults want to read?
They want it. Well, it's across the board. We let the members choose the book, and if you choose the book, then you have to lead the book discussion. So it's just across the board, depending on what that particular person likes.
Yeah. Every genre, you know, science fiction, romance, adventure.
Nonfiction.
Does anybody read the book, or do some of them just kind of want to be there just for the fun, the conversation?
Right. You know, and that happened to me last month. I couldn't get into the book. I read the first 50 pages, but I came to the book club anyway.
But you could be the counterpoint to everybody's love right. of the book. You can explain right. why you didn't like it, and then right. other things can develop
sure.
from that.
Absolutely.
Anything else?
I'm looking at you.
You're looking at me.
You know, we have computers. There are classes.
I want to join the chess club, by the way. That's
you should okay. join the chess club.
I used to go to the library all the time and play chess. But that
really?
Yeah, I was... Yeah, well,
who'd you play with?
In another life.
In another life, sure.
We're going to talk about that another just, time. Just, believe me.
Well, do you two have library cards?
I do. Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Okay, good.
A well-worn library card. You good. Need to get one of those. Do you have the little kind of, you know, everybody has a big card and a tiny card they put on their key
ring. Yeah, we have that.
We
you
have those. Sure we do.
No, I got to get back there.
Really?
Yes, so, you do. You do.
One
I don't know.
Well.
Because everything has to be on a key ring now.
Obviously, you guys haven't been... you know, in touch with what's going on at your local library as well as you could be.
That's why we invite you on.
That's right.
You're our,
I know.
You're our,
I know.
Like,
I have to nudge you.
Exactly. What's going on there as well. Anything special for the holidays planned for the library?
We do have a holiday ornamental madness for the kids. They will come in on Saturday and they can make all different kinds of ornaments for their Christmas tree or just to decorate the library. I think it's December 14th. We have an adult program where they're going to make centerpieces, Christmas centerpieces. So we do have
that's real popular. That's been going on for a lot of years.
And then on New Year's Eve, we have a New Year's Eve game day. So all day long.
Arts and crafts and games.
Yeah.
And a this is a library.
Story time.
Story time, yes. Lots of things like that.
Well, a library has become a community center. as opposed to your grandmother's library, where you just walked in, didn't say anything because you didn't want to get shushed, and picked out a book, you know, and then they stamped it, and then you walked out. Today, a library is a very vibrant part of any neighborhood that it's in because of the crafts and the classes and the tab group. There's a wonderful, very active tab teen advisory board program here in LaGrange. And those teens come in and they decide what kind of programming. They voice, you know, we want to do this. We want to do gaming. We want to do, you know, this kind of craft. We want to read these kind of books. And so they advise the librarians the kind of books they'd like to read. You know, everybody's into the Hunger Games and lots of other, you know, science fiction, fantasy type things. They advise, so they get to know, you know, the first new books that are coming out. So that's very, very important. And it's, you know, it's a community hangout in many senses.
And the teens also do a little bit of community service. They decorated all the boxes for the Lions Club food and toy drive that you see around town. That was their project last month. And then they helped decorate the ranch for the holidays as well.
As supervisor, what makes this branch so special to you?
Well, besides the patrons that come there, it's the staff. I can't say enough about our staff. We have a reference librarian and three circulation staff. They get to know the patrons. They call them by name. They sometimes can even answer the questions before it's asked. They love their job, and it's very apparent because they treat every patron with respect.
Well, that's going back to that community part of the library.
Right. Yes.
The Keystone LaGrange Community Library, our guest branch supervisor, Celeste Brulis, and also we've got with us Debbie Pillavent, who anytime there's something to do with the library, we have Debbie around.
Yes, you
for
do,
that.
And I appreciate
that. Are those snowmen
that.
On your, are those
on my
dangling
ears? Oh, absolutely.
Snowmen? Okay, Craig.
Absolutely. I have a whole coordinated outfit just like you.
No sock, any kind of
I do have Christmas socks on. Oh.
I'm going to stop right there. I don't need to ask any more about your wardrobe. Debbie and Celeste, thank you for stopping in and sharing part of our
Tuesday with us.